Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here with Nicole Shelley from local food market Lehigh Valley. Nicole, welcome to WDIY and The Inside Dish.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I just learned about your business a couple months ago from a friend who was raving about it. And I looked at your website and thought immediately that this is just a brilliant idea. I'll let you describe your business because I don't think I could do it justice.
Right. So Local Food Market, LV, is a marketing service for farmers in the Lehigh Valley. We have an online store where anyone can order. You don't have to be a member. That's a big thing. People think like local farms, they have to be a member. So you don't have to be a member. Anyone can go on there and order whatever they want at any time. And then there's different drop-off sites and pickup in Coopersburg. And that's it.
And what sort of items can people choose from? I know it varies based on the time of year because it's all local, but what sort of things might someone expect either in the spring or in the summer?
Right. So it's all seasonal. So it changes every week. So I update the store every Tuesday, and then I send out an email highlighting whatever might be new or is in season. But, you know, we're trying to create a full product line of whatever you can get that's local, and then some, you know, some really highly specialized items. But, you know, you're going to find eggs and produce and meat and honey, you know, all those things, anything you might see at a farmer's market, like at a real farmer's market, that's what you may be able to find there.
So in some ways, it's a virtual farmer's market online on your computer. You pick what you want and then you get it later in the week.
Right, exactly.
And what's the website address?
It's www.localfoodmarketlv.com.
Okay. Tell me more about the logistics of your operation. Do you have a warehouse or delivery truck? I mean, this seems like you're working with a lot of different people. How do you put all this together?
Right. So we are just getting started. So it's not super organized, but eventually, and the season's coming up now, you know, it's March, so we're almost getting there. But we hope to have farmers dropping off to us. You know, like wholesale amounts, and then we sell it like retail. So the idea is that we have what used to be our farm as our location, and it's not a warehouse, but we have a cooler. And so just a space for farmers to drop off, and then they don't have to worry about the rest of it. So like we market it, we package it, and we deliver it. And right now it's pretty bare bones, and we actually have to go out and pick up a lot of stuff right now. So, but once the season gets rolling, I think we'll be a little bit busier and the farmers will be a little bit more in their, you know, day-to-day deliveries that we'll be getting more deliveries.
We start getting the rhythm of the harvest and the rhythm of the season back when
the
sun starts coming out.
Yeah. And I mean, one thing that we've just been really trying to stress to farmers and to customers is that you can eat local all year round. So, I mean, it's been a bit of a struggle for us to provide that, but I think it's a really important piece of it, and that you don't have to go shop outside to do it, which I think is a problem for a lot of people. So we want people to be eating local all year round. We want people to know it's available, you know, all the time. It's not just a seasonal special thing.
And how did you come up with the concept? Was this something that you had an aha moment, something that you'd heard about in other places and thought it would work well here? What was the genesis for you?
I mean, there's definitely been, you know, this is happening in other places. So, you know, I read a lot and I read about what's going on. I try to keep up with all the trends. But the main thing that happened was that we had started the farmers market in downtown Allentown, which was on Fridays from 4 to 7, and it rained almost every Friday, like poured.
Right.
And the one day, it was just like, it was actually an okay market. It didn't rain the whole time, but then we were like taking our display down, and we just got like poured on.
And you're thinking, there has to be another way.
Yeah, there has to be a better way. And then, like, the winter came up, but, you know, we farmers still have products to sell. And so we said, like, let's try to sell it online. Like, let's, you know, I build the website, and I knew there's, like, online stores you can do. And so I just tried it.
Well, in fact, I was thinking this is kind of a throwback concept to eat local food from local growers and purveyors, but I imagine it'd be difficult without the internet and electronic communications. There's
right.
this really weird dichotomy there.
No, it's an old concept. It's like the huckster type of thing. Like, it's been in my family, where you go buy other people's local products, but then you have a route where you sell it on. It's an old concept. It's not really new, but the online part is new.
It simplifies the logistics of getting the order and putting everything together.
Yeah.
Why is it important, do you think, that we change or at least supplement the supermarket shopping that's become so prevalent in this country? It's how most of America shops.
Right. Well, I just feel that food from small farms is just so much healthier. That's my main thing. And eventually we may not have the luxury of getting things from so far away either. And there may be a time when, like, we've developed a lot of the land and then we don't have it locally. So I think that's the problems that I see coming up.
When you look at some of the food scares that happen, you know,
you
can't eat romaine lettuce for a month or two at a time. And I think there are little hints that maybe we're not going about this the best way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's just a feeling I have that it's not, you know, a lot of people have it too. But
or it's not sustainable long term. It seems to be working out.
It's okay right now, but, like, where are we heading with this kind of thing?
Well, I know you have a goal called 20 by 2020.
Right.
What's your objective with that? What's the goal, and how important do you think it is?
I think it's really important.
What is the goal, the 20 by 2020?
Yeah, 20% of the Lehigh Valley eating local by 2020.
Okay.
So perhaps if you're not buying anything local, you could think about spending 20% of your food bill on local food, like searching it out, just maybe somewhere to start. Just Buy Fresh, Buy Local did a survey in the Lehigh Valley. They found that 2% of the people were shopping at farmers markets. And that's something that I've heard about across the country. It's not just this area. Mm-hmm. It may be slightly up or slightly down in different areas. But so I think that and I've been doing this for like 20 years almost, farming and farmers markets. So for any other industry, 2% would be really disappointing, I feel like. So I think we're not doing something right. Like, we need to step it up. Like, we need to do something different. We need to try new things. Like, we just have to do something.
Well, it seems like one of those challenges might be the expectation of the consumer. They expect everything to be available all the time and their food source to be open 24/7.
Exactly.
And that's what they're used to. And farmers markets are a little different than that. You seem to be kind of breaking out of the farmers market mold and providing that virtually, but making it more accessible.
Right. That's exactly. Our main thing is, like, making it more accessible to the majority of people, mm-hmm. like not just the 2% who are willing to seek it out. Like, we need to get to like 20% to even consider this a local food movement.
And you were saying you did have a local farm, and one of the benefits we have here is just incredible soil.
Yes.
And we're not really using it to its potential right now.
Yeah, people take it for granted, and we could probably produce like so much of the food that the Lehigh Valley needs, and it's just not happening.
And what are some of the challenges you might have or have started experiencing with working with a bunch of different farmers and purveyors that are all on their different schedule and maybe have their different different foibles?
Right. So, I mean, that's a huge advantage that we have, actually, being farmers for so long and then going into this kind of farm marketing position. We know exactly what it's like to be a farmer. So we have that on our side, and we have the trust of a lot of the farmers. They all either know us or they've heard of us. So they're more willing to work with us than someone, I don't know, a big company coming in or someone who hasn't been a farmer. So that's been one of the easiest parts, honestly.
Well, and honestly, you both have the same objective, which is to get local food to local people.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, and they feel like we're helping them do that. So they're... So many people, so many farmers are really excited about it, what we're doing.
So I know it's relatively early in the career of local right. food market, Lehigh Valley, but where do you see the business model going from here? Is it more farmers and purveyors or expanding your distribution footprint or your customer footprint or a little bit of both?
Yeah, we have a lot of opportunities coming up that I can't really talk about right now, but I think... the most important part of this is getting the farmers kind of on board to scale up a bit so we can service bigger clients or bigger avenues. A lot of the farms just doing the farmers market or the CSA thing, they're focused on growing so many crops just to provide, like they want their farm to provide everything for that market. But I think if we can just get them thinking a little bigger and thinking more together, that we can just kind of make this more of a movement. And I see that as the most important part. And then we can go from there. Then we can get bigger. We can do more food hubs and move it as like a more consistent like brand kind of.
Right, because if you're the ultimate source for the consumer, the farmers can... find some efficiencies of scale as long as you know other people are growing other items that they might not.
Yeah, exactly. Like I always talk about a product line that we can have, you know, even if it's 20 things or whatever, like I'm just talking vegetables even too, like something things that people know they can rely on for local food, like all throughout the year. Because that's like what's so good about the grocery store is it's so reliable. I know I can go there and get everything. But we can't provide everything, but like let's like provide certain things.
Hey, well, Nicole, best of luck with Local Food Market Lehigh Valley.
Thank you.
And I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.